Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, talking about things that are important to you and me and our small businesses. And we do that with people like our good friend Beverly Inman Ebo, founder and the CEO of Talk, Listen, Communicate, LLC, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap, among other books, and talklisten.com, right, Bev?
That's right.
So check it out, Bev. Thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about how to communicate with people, how to make adjustments, how to adapt to the behavior, the personality, the environment, the emotions, whatever's going on with the other person. It's your job. If you're in sales, if you're in business and you want to influence the other person, you want to build a relationship, you want to do business with the other person, if you're the approaching person, Beverly, it's your job to make the adjustment, isn't it?
That is right. Most people are afraid of the extrovert who is very task-focused, this dominant, direct person. The key to interacting with this person is get to the point and get to the point quickly.
Mm-hmm.
When they ask you a question, maybe you might be thinking, oh, I know that answer, but I'm going to back up a little bit and tell them the history of it. No, answer their question. Remember, this is the person who looks at the end of the book first to see if they like the ending, and then they'll read the book. So don't be tempted to tell them what you want to tell them or what you think they need to know. Answer their question. Mm-hmm. Then you can add something. Once they've heard the answer to their question, they become more patient, unless
right.
they have another question.
Right,
so
right.
be able to get to the point with them.
All right.
And a big question becomes, what if you have more than one person that you're interacting with at a time? Which one do you interact with? This is what I tell my clients. Well, you want to come in and be friendly and be personable and say hello, because there may be very well be some very people-oriented people in the room. You want to get to the point, and then you want to leave details behind. In
mm-hmm.
other words, that's where your brochure is, or refer them to your website. For those introverts who might be very focused on the details, they want to read for themselves, and they don't want to be rushed, and they're not going to make a decision right then and there.
Mm-hmm. And if you and they're the ones you really have to be careful with, because if you don't really adjust to them, if you don't adapt to them, if you come across in any way as a little bit aggressive, it's going to make them very uncomfortable.
It will, and they won't say anything.
Yeah.
You're messing up with the extroverts, because they will speak up right then, right there, and say something. But the introverts are people that have a lot of activity inside,
yep.
but you're not seeing it on the outside.
But they're very sensitive. They're very an extroverted person on the other side of the desk. If you're not like them, if you're not up to their energy level, you could do business with them. But if you flip that around and the introvert is on the other side of the desk and you're the extrovert, you're sort of the aggressive one, that typically does not work.
It doesn't work. Because they, the introverts that are focused on people, it's all about relationships. So you need to take your time, and you need to establish a relationship with
mm-hmm.
the person before they're going to do business with you. If it's an introvert who's focused on tasks, these people want details. And so you better be prepared. But you know what? If they ask you a really tough question that you don't know the answer to, whatever you do, don't fake it. Say, wow, I can tell you are really into da-da-da. Let me find that answer for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll email it to you. Let them know that you're willing to work, but you're not going to give them a fly-by-night answer.
Right.
Because if you do that, the deal's over.
And if you're talking to the introvert, the person who's not aggressive, be sure to ask them how they want you to connect with them.
Yes.
Because
definitely.
They have a way, I promise you, they have a way that they prefer, and they will tell you, but you have to ask them that for that. Because if you just give them your choice, if you just say, I'll send you this whatever, you know, if it's not what they want, then they're not going to say, that's not what I want. They're just going to kind of put the firewall up.
That's right. And knowing these differences can help you to adjust. And remember, in sales, in business, it's not all about you. It's all about connecting with the people and helping you to make these small adjustments so that you understand your customer. You know what it is they're wanting and the way that they're wanting it. Those are adjustments we all need to make.
Whenever I go into a first meeting with someone, I remember the words of one of my mentors who said, check your position. And what he meant was, get the lay of the land. Find out what's going on. See how things lie. See how the other, very quickly try to assess the personality type of the other person, make those adjustments, and then we come back to the last thing you said, Beverly, and that's something else that one of my mentors once said. You seek the gold. The gold is in the head of your employee. I mean, of your prospect, not your head.
That's right.
You got to get it out of their head.
And it starts the moment you're on their premise. So how you interact with the person that's sitting at the front desk.
Yep.
They're listening. They might be watching.
Absolutely. TalkListen.com, right, Beth?
That's right.
Go to check it out, folks. Beverly M. Medieval, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back real soon.
Thank you, Will. Good luck, everyone.
Beverly M. Medieval, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.